Hello, are you calling to close your account?
I'm sorry. Is this the DMV support line?
Are you looking for your local DMV?
I live in New York now, and I purchased a vehicle in Arizona on 10/25th or the 27th. Anyways, I was at the Department of Motor Vehicles in Wickenburg, and I have a temporary plate for my window to travel and the temporary registration and all that. And I had waited for my new information to come to a temporary address that I had in New York. However, when it got here, the gale, I wasn't there anymore, and the gale didn't mail it back. She was supposed to put it in another envelope and just forward it to me at a motel that I was staying at because I wasn't staying at her place anymore. Anyway, she didn't do that. She crossed out the address on the envelope that it all came in and gave it to the mailman, and she had put the address for the motel. Well, I'm sure he looked at this and had a good laugh for the day, but I wasn't laughing when she told me what she had done. So regardless, I never got my stuff. And now, well, actually back, I don't remember the date. In my hotel stay somewhere along there, I had called and went through you guys, and I was attempting to do the online thing to update all my information for Arizona, and my computer wouldn't do it. It kept kicking me out, and then my computer was down for about a month and a half. And so now I've got to go to the DMV. The paper plate that I was given expired on 12/11/23. And I believe I had talked to a gentleman, I don't remember what his name was, and he had given me a new one, and I was supposed to go online and complete a form, but I couldn't do it. He must not have heard me or understood when I said, my computer is not working. I can't do that. You know, I'm here alone in this, you know, this city, living in a motel room. My friend's place was out of the question. Anyways, now I'm trying to catch up. I went to the DMV Friday, and they wouldn't do anything without the title to my car.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do have to inform you that you do have the wrong number. We're not the, did you say Arizona? We're not the Arizona DMV. We're just an online public record database.
Records for, okay. There it is. Email support at dmvrecords.us.org. Is that where I need to go then?
No, ma'am, because that's still the public record database. What you will have to do is Google the DMV in the city that that you needed to get your tag in, and there should be a phone number that pops up for that specific DMV for that city.
Okay, I think, let me back out of here. Come on now. Don't fail on me now. This is Arizona Public DMV Records. That's where I was. And then it's searching for whatever. Great, we found 27 records in Arizona for Amber. No, you didn't, but okay. And so after my name and the name Arizona, it says continue to download. So if I download that, is that going to take me to what I need? Because the next line down is contact us at 24/7 report.
Yes, ma'am.
And give your number.
They have the wrong phone number, and that's not the correct phone number. We're not affiliated with any state. We're just a pub online record database. We're not affiliated with any state.
Okay. Would you be able to look up anything in my name?
No, ma'am.
What kind of reports then do you look, you know?
Well, we don't
find.
Look up the reports because we usually do customer service. You would have to go to the website that we use is onlinedatareports.com, and you have to look up those reports yourself. We're not allowed to do anything like that.
That's what I'm trying to do, and I thought this is where I was because it says contact us for 24/7 support, and that gives the phone number 1-855-780-5148. And then it gives us an email support at dmvrecords.us.org. And that's what I was looking for, correct?
Yes, ma'am, but we're not.
But you're saying, no, I got to find another number. Do you not know the number, or could you look the number up for me? Because this is what I found when I typed in Arizona.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but that is incorrect. We're not affiliated with any state.
Okay, would you be able to look up Arizona? Can you Google it for me and find me the number? Because it's just going to tell me this number again.
What city in Arizona? That's probably why you found that phone number.
Wickenburg.
Okay.
Wickenburg.
Let me see.
I appreciate it. I'm not technical at all, and I'm...
Okay, so the number that I see here, let me take a look. Okay, so the phone number that I see here for the Arizona Department of Motor Vehicle, it's going to be 602-255-0072.
Okay, well, 602 is a Arizona phone number for Wickenburg, so I'm hoping that's going to take me right there, and I appreciate your help. If not, I'll keep going. I have to do this, right? I can't drive my car.
Yes,
I can't drive anywhere. I live out in the country. Oh, my God, I'm stuck.
Yes, ma'am. You know? I do hope that is the correct phone number for you and that you're able to go ahead and get everything done so you can start back driving your car. Was there anything else I could help you with?
No, honey. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
You have yourself a good day, okay?
You too, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, and stay safe out there in this big wide world of ours.
I will. I'll
Lots
make
of
sure. Thank
happen.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye.